Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I may have mentioned or I may have not mentioned on this particular show my thrilled experience of getting the replacement shower up here at this this home of mine where
yes.
I had a shower that was purchased at one of the big box home improvement stores that was jammed into the corner, was so small that, you know, when I would rinse off.
How small was it?
Yes.
It was so small that my ass cheeks would be up against the glass. It was so small that you had to pirouette to cover your body with the proper amount of water. It was so small that I had to leave one toe over outside of the shower when I showered. It was Ohio. No, so they came by and they put a wall up and then jammed a one-piece, like, plastic, almost like a bath fitter type shower.
Yeah, when
in
you
there,
say they, you mean Hamafahaya?
Hamafahaya came out here, put that shower in, and so we were having them come back yesterday to fix a couple of, like, nail pop type thing, you know, little tweaks, and... And then I was off doing the show, and when I came downstairs yesterday, Carla looked at me and said, now, this was the sentence that came out of Carla's mouth. She said, first of all, I don't want you to be concerned.
Worst.
As soon as I hear that, you know, in my brain, there's a mini explosion
of
paranoia.
It is over.
Elizabeth wakes up yesterday morning. I took a shower at approximately 5:45
in the morning
before the day started. Yes,
okay.
5:45. Elizabeth wakes up and looks above her head, and it looks as though in one of those horror movies where the hands are pushing through the wall. You know, one of those things. Only it's on the ceiling.
Sure.
And it appears that with the paint, there is a pinhole. That water has gotten through, and there is a pocket, of water.
No.
Oh.
So Hamafahaya apparently did not connect the drain the way it was supposed to be connected.
How do you F that up?
Maybe what they needed was a different
Good
kind
question.
Of caulk.
Here it is. This is the new me. This is the new psychological training that I am receiving up here. Is that. Carla wants me not to sweat this stuff, to be calmer.
Well, because if you sweat, you'll have to take a shower and you'll ruin her bedroom. That so you mustn't sweat.
Oh, hi, Dad.
No, she first of all, they made it right. Yeah, hi, Dad. Naked me, dripping gray hair.
I think you wouldn't fall all the way through. I think it would probably just be up to your thighs, just dangling legs. Dad.
It was.
She would Instagram it right away.
Oh yeah, it would go viral.
Naked me shows up, and no, they made it right, but I had to. Carla really headed off any kind of like emotional breakdown from me, based on the situation. I walked in there and I came back out. I'm like, and I see the guy.
Yes,
and the guy kind of looks at me wide eyed, and I'm like, and I think that this is. I can only do it non-verbally. I think this was the look that I gave the guy. This is exactly what I did. I came around the corner. I'm like, that's the look.
You could have gone full Fit City.
Yeah.
Well, you take a chance when you get new people that have never been here before. And look, the bottom line is they're making it right. I'm not. What can I do? It is.
No,
it really does. It is something.
Go
I hate
and
is,
buy
is
a fan. And shoot it up at the ceiling and hope for the best. Because
I hate it is what it is. I don't like that term. I didn't like it in the restaurant business when it was used every 15 minutes. What happened? Line cook severed his finger. Is what it is.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Yeah. It's right up there with it's a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm of incompetence and deceit.
There's nothing we could do.
Now, are they going to handle the drywalling, the ruined ceiling? They are.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
However, a discovery was made at Piney Knot.
Treasure?
When the you'll notice that I described the water as being in sort of a bubble.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't happen with like drywall.
No.
Because the ceiling is not made of drywall.
Mm.
What's it made of?
I don't know. But it's but it's thin.
Yeah, I had a similar...
It's thin and it's made of something plastic.
When we had a certain scratch and dent experience with a refrigerator sometime back, it was poorly installed with the water to the ice maker. And there was a pinhole leak that we did not know about because the water was collecting under the refrigerator and seeping through. That's when I noticed there was a bubble probably about the size... maybe 7 inches, like about a 45 RPM record in the ceiling of my basement. And I think it was the paint and sealant on the drywall that actually served as a pocket that held the water.
This guy, the comment to me when I looked at the pinhole where he'd already drained the water out.
Yeah.
And he said, and he pointed and it kind of flexed.
Oh, I hate
ceiling.
That.
He said, and the comment was, I don't even know what that material is.
Oh, and no!
Like, if you don't know, who knows then, dude? You're Harry Hammer.
This is what you do, Harry Hammer.
Hammers for Hire didn't know what it was. But to make a long story short,
I don't know.
It did not put a damper on my day.
Good.
I am fully expecting, I am slightly paranoid, but not engulfed with paranoia, which would mean the old me would have taken a shower, run downstairs 10 minutes into the shower with a towel on, run back upstairs and check. They said they ran it for an hour. Now, see, that doesn't instill confidence in me.
So, ran it for an hour.
If you knew it was fixed, why did you have to run it for an hour?
I think what they're showing is a sort of dedication to making sure it's fixed. Because
they're
if it is
it
a
right.
pinhole leak,
nice
you have
guys.
To test. You
and
have
I,
to test.
And I like the
maybe you had beadboard. Beadboard, like styrofoam, they use that sometimes for ceilings.
That's maybe what it is.
Yeah.
Beadboard.
Are you sure it wasn't made of blueberries and lobster?
is beadboard like the cheaper alternative to like putting a drywall ceiling
I mean,
up?
Look, if whoever built that home in the past, I imagine they used materials that were available for them, right?
I found this beadboard.
Beadboard.
I found it.
Blueberry beadboard.
And now you're upgrading and making it your home.
That's right.
Yeah.
So hence the bath fitter shower had to go.
Right.
Like, so essentially you're
all I know is when this happened yesterday, the smiling Irish bastards came out in force last evening. And that makes 2 days in a row that
I'm sure you're fine.
But it as I said, I think everything's okay. I think everything will work out okay.
It's okay if you're not hydrated, Mike. The ceiling is hydrated.
This is true. And the bottom line is he crawled up on the roof and sprayed the moss that's on the roof too.
Okay? Oh,
look,
nice!
What moss is on the roof?
Tear the moss off the sucker. Tear the moss off the sucker. Tear the moss off the sucker.
The roof.
I have
the roof
on
the roof
on the back of
moss.
The roof. The roof line has. There's a great deal of moss
on the north side, probably.
On
right?
my shingles, I have moss on my shingles, which I also had at American University, but I went to the infirmary for that.
Mike,
I'm in for my scraping.
Yeah, the thing.
Here's the Q-tip.
You always tip it in and make it grosser. You always tip it in and make
it grosser. Oh, I think you made
it
a little gross on your own.
Oh my God! but anyway, it's fixed, I think. But there's a chemical that you put on your roof that kills the moss off, and so that doesn't encroach on your. I'm dealing with some homeowner issues up here.
It sounds like it. What's the chemical?
Stuff that I don't deal with in other locations. And Pony's thinking to himself, gee, must be a real problem to deal with two house problems.
I'm just thinking of ways to make your life better.
Just thinking about two houses.
Hey, you know what, Mike? If Pony doesn't move pretty soon, he's going to start growing some moss.
Mike, how about
2 days in a row now? Pony's been kind of sitting there with in a kind of sullen, quiet way. He still gets his little peppy little asides. But how are you doing? Is everything all right?
I'm doing great.
Don't give me the surprise look. Don't give Rob the surprise look like you're surprised by that.
Well, he was on.
I didn't think I was sullen.
He was out of control before yesterday's show because he had to do a MacGyver style break in.
Yeah.
True. He was very, very excited because the door
the conference room door was locked.
Got locked under mysterious circumstances for the second time since we've
probably
been here.
Cleaning crew.
Probably.
Does he have a key?
He does not, so he had to
Why
do the
doesn't have a key to our studio.
Nobody has a key to that. But not even the building owner has a key to that door.
No. Not the leaseholder has. The building owner, I'm sure, does.
I don't know if she does or not.
Yes.
Why did you say it like that?
Because Rob doesn't care about business or impressions.
No, not at all.
Because let's move forward, please.
But anyway, he was able to break in a very quick manner using duct tape and coat hangers.
So I took the bobby pin, I put it on the thing.
I did that.
Bobby pin, it works like that.
I came in yesterday morning. I said, Jesus, have you changed your meds? He was making inappropriate jokes. He was doing voices. He was
now
on fire.
And now he's a lump.
He's a lump.
Yeah.
But
now he's had an emotional dropped packet.
Stress.
Yes.
That was Mike in the tech world. You would have slayed.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, with that joke?
That would have murdered.
Murdered. An emotional dropped packet.
Yes.
How are you, Tony? How is everything?
Everything is great. I'm having a great time.
What are your weekend plans? Will you be down at the ocean?
Hey, you
this
just
weekend?
Got a job yes, offer, Mike, to write for Big Bang Theory.
The ocean.
The ocean.
What are your plans?
I am heading down to the ocean to see my brother Kyle, who I haven't seen in years.
What ocean?
Kyle Bloom?
Yes, Kyle Bloom.
Does he avoid you?
He does.
Yes.
It's weird that you have a brother. So weird.
I have two brothers.
How come we've never met them?
Yeah, will you post pictures?
You'll meet one of them at the live show. And I'll post pictures.
Kyle Bloom is the one brother. What's the other brother's name?
Steve. Steve lives in Virginia Beach.
Which is the one that works for Canon?
Steve.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah. Successful one. Mm.
And he loves the show. He's a bonus show subscriber.
Attaboy.
That's sweet.
Fantastic. Mm. So what's Kyle got planned at Casa Beach Bloom?
You know, I have no idea yet. I'm just heading down there, and we're just going to have dinner and hang out and have some fun.
Does he drink?
Smoke pot?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, he does. I bet he blazes up crazy.
I mean, he might. I don't know.
Does he drink?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We all drink.
Your blooms?
Come on.
Drinking blooms.
You guys going to troll for whores?
Maybe.
Oh.
Are your brothers married?
Yeah, both of them. So, I mean, I might troll for whores.
This guy. There is no context.
Anything could happen.
Okay, that's nice.
Troll for whores.
You know, last week, the other day, I went to a restaurant in Bar Harbor called Blaze.
Blaze?
I had lunch at a restaurant called Blaze, and I made a joke. I made a pot joke. And this is the way some of my jokes land on my beloved sister.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about siblings. And I said, you know why it's called Blaze? And no one, not only do they not know, like you guys would immediately know that a joke is coming
when
I would say something like that. So they don't know that. So the response I get from both my wife and my sister are, oh, why? like I'm going to explain why they call Blaze. I'm looking at my sister. I said, well, they call it Blaze because after dinner's over, they give you an aperitif, a little extra drink, and they include a joint on your cocktail napkin.
Mm.
And Kathy stops and looks back at me and goes, no, I think it's more because they do a barbecue.
Oh, God.
Kathy, you square.
She has a square. Mm-hmm. That's her deal.
Tell her we said that.
Yeah, you can tell her.
Tell her Rob said that.
I think it's more because they cook like food on a big fire. Anyway, it was interesting. So, are you okay, Pony? That's the operative question. Is everything all right?
I'm A-okay.
Well, he's
yes, A-okay. Oscar.
Speaking of family, and I'll talk to the principals here in the room.
Okay.
My brother reached out to me, and he said, I'm planning you a bachelor party. I need the names of the people I need to talk to. Now, I'm going to invite you, but don't feel obligated to come. I would like you to come. I don't know if it's going to be in Las Vegas or we're going to do something in Chicago, maybe Boston, maybe D.C.
Have you considered Loudoun County?
But I would like to invite the three of you, maybe Diego, to my bachelor party if you so want to be on the list.
Have
or
any
inclined.
Ballpark as to when it's going to happen?
Before October 7th, Mike. That's all I know.
Okay.
Diego?
Now, don't all emphatically say yes.
Well, I'm going to say this. As if Diego's invited, I've got my driver. I'll be there.
I can't drive to Las Vegas,
Oh, my
Rob.
God. You
You're
know?
So lame.
You are.
Yeah.
You're just so lazy.
You want me to get another DUI?
How about, no, just lazy, cheap, you know? I mean, it's just like, oh, I've got, if Diego's going to drive, then I got my.
Well, I'm glad that he was invited. I just thought it was nice.
Convenience. Your whole life is just like an easy trip to the refrigerator.
I'm going to put Rob.
It ain't today.
A Rob, a hard maybe. Pony.
Yeah.
What do you think before I go to the boss?
Yeah, are you going
to
troll some whores, Pony?
I think it sounds like a good time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's neither a yes
that's
nor a no.
That's a hard maybe. Mike O'Mara.
Vegas sounds really good.
Ah. No ball and chain, though. This is all just, don't mess this up.
Excuse me. I'm a man. I have a penis.
Both facts.
I have a penis.
I'm
a
smart. Anywhere besides, I'll give you a very direct answer.
Okay.
Anywhere besides Vegas will be completely predicated on my schedule of travel.
Got it.
As very I good. Just gave Rob a hard time for his convenient lifestyle.
No, Mike,
lifestyle.
I think it's very nice that you're giving him these details so he can work around you. Have your brother call Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Boston would be very cool. Boston would be very flexible.
How about
for
if
me?
We did a bachelor party at Ruth and Wimpy's?
Up here.
Yes.
We're shipping out to Boston.
No, right? I don't think I'm driving this weekend. I'm taking a road trip to Canada this weekend. I took a road trip to Connecticut last weekend. And I've been waiting all day to play that. I want to circle back to Rob Spiewak's answer though. So what is your deal?
He said tell your brother give Mike a call. That means no from him.
Well, no, I can't do a destination trip.
No,
I can't do that. But if it is in the DC area, I will be there. I wouldn't miss it. Are you kidding?
Don't you have a family member that works for an airline?
Let's not talk about her.
Okay.
Could you get like airfare?
No,
you could deadhead
Mike,
over.
It's been 21 years. Never once has it been offered. Carrie gets an occasional nod.
You would be great in Vegas, though, because you wouldn't look at the strippers.
He'd be great on a road trip.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hey, like, I give Rob, anybody listen.
How about this? I'd be great anywhere.
Let me talk for a second.
All right.
I think, frankly, it's important enough for me that if it was a real destination trip, like a Las Vegas, that I would pitch you, Oscar, business manager of the show, to have the show cover Rob's
airfare. Wow. Yeah, because it would be.
That would be a pitch.
It would work twofold.
Not a command.
It would work twofold. It'd be show material.
It'd be show material because the three of us would be there,
and it would ruin Rob's weekend.
Oh, I don't know. This Las Vegas has really never ruined anything.
Rob really wouldn't want to go because it would involve like putting real clothes on.
Oh, that's. You're such an ass.
Can't wear your bowling shirt to the club, Rob.
Every time we have ever been to Las Vegas together, Mike, and we have been to destinations together for the last quarter of a century, never once have I not made it better for you. Never once.
What did I just say, though?
And so why in the world would it ruin my weekend?
Because you've made it better for me. You just the way you expressed it.
But that's great. But I live
to
make it.
You don't necessarily enjoy it.
I live for that. I love it.
I was just saying the show would pay for your airfare.
That was really nice.
Well, part of it was really nice.
Then Oscar chipped in.
I'm going to make a pie chart.
But no, Oscar, you don't focus on me. Focus. He's the one that said it would ruin your weekend. So
that's what I'm saying.
You don't think it would ruin your weekend?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Celebrating Oscar might ruin my weekend. Might ruin my year. But I want you to know, I wish you all the best. Have a great wedding. She's chosen so well. Lucky girl!
Why are you yelling at me? We're friends.
Yeah, well, yeah, we are. More acquaintances.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think a bachelor party in Vegas would be pretty something. I'm not going to get many more opportunities to do something like that.
No, it's a great town, Mike. It's a party town.
Yeah, we can go to the Spearmint Rhino. I've been there in years.
That's right.
Where do you
Peppo Man.
Go to an airport in the blink of an eye? You don't care about traveling.
Yes.
You love to travel. But
I don't want to inconvenience everybody, but if my brother comes up with Vegas, I'll be happy with that situation.
What about where would Boston rank on your on your thing?
Well, this is it. It's all in the company, right?
Yes.
So if I have you, my brother, my brother-in-law, Michael Corleone, Todd Moore, maybe Rob Spiewak. Chad has already said no. I just asked him on Tuesday.
Why did Chad say? Is Chad a home buddy? Does he?
Yeah,
not like
I mean, and also like I think they live to say no to me. So like that's right. What they live for. Drab said maybe.
No, if Chad does it, it would have to be there'd be another podcast called like Bachelor Party Bonanza.
But Chad, he stands
Batchcast.
By a motto, if I'm not mistaken, where he gives a wonderful present. He's just not going to go out of his way to do like he'll give a wonderful present. That's what he does, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
That being said,
What caliber?
That being said, I think to answer honestly, it's the company. And I told my brother the same thing. I was like, we do it in DC, Boston. I know you have a kid. We do it in Vegas. We do it in Arizona. Wherever we do it, like, it's the company that matters. Yeah, true story.
That's true.
Though Vegas would rule.
There's an outside chance if we do it in Las Vegas, though. There's just a small chance of this happening. I know you're going to have like dinners,
minuscule,
and drinks,
yeah,
and stuff like that. If it's in Vegas, I'll come out to Vegas for your bachelor party, yeah, but I won't attend the party itself.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ma'am, American University is a fine institution.
American University sounds like a made-up college in Egypt, okay? I don't want my library there.
Well, technically, it wouldn't even be a library.
What?
It won't be a library, ma'am.
No, I heard her. You understand that, Amy? That even Richard has trouble understanding you.
You would be donating all of your papers, gifts, and ephemera to them, to their library.
Of course, the dresses. I think that.
No, they don't want the dresses.
You know that every president since FDR has had a goddamn library, okay? Even that sanctimonious fraud Carter had a library. American University. It's like American University. Almighty, I wish I'd been assassinated in office.
Oh, don't say that.
Although, with my luck, I'd be then crippled for life, sitting in a wheelchair in my reading room with my name on the
thing. They haven't agreed to putting your name on anything, ma'am.
What?
Hey, Jane, just want to make sure you're not mad about this because we're not actually f***ing, and you know that, right?
Yes, Danny, I know that we're not actually f***ing because you're not a billionaire. And I don't want to catch anything.
Okay, well, then maybe you can call the Post and tell them that these rumors about us are complete bullshit.
If I stop being f***able, then I am grandma. And if I'm grandma, I will be replaced by two tits with a degree from American University over there.
It's you. You're the one telling people.
Smart and handsome.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're here live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Friday, everybody.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7. Got a brand new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's
is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. True story. Jeff and Andy, they were two ordinary guys. They were fed up with getting ripped off. They started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. So they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade making experience and backed all their products with a 100% guarantee. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. And we all love Harry's. I love our relationship
with
them. They're great guys. They help the consumer. They got that. Their business model was centered on helping people get something for a better price. And
exactly.
I love that. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value for free. When you sign up, just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now.
Now is good.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
How do you feel about American University getting so much love on Veep?
I figure they had to have somebody attached to American University.
They got
that was
to.
On the writing staff. On
oh,
that,
yeah.
So funny,
on
though.
That show, Veep. And by the way, Veep is something that I'll drop in and then I'll drop back
it's
out.
It's so
never
much fun,
watched
Mike.
All of it. I know it's fun. It's fun.
So much
but
fun.
It's
the writing
like,
is great. It is.
A lot of people like 30 Rock, too, and 30 Rock had the same pace. And that, I have problems with that pace of dialogue where it's just shtick, 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 shtick.
Have you gotten into Ozark yet?
No, I have not. And that is next on my head.
Hey, Jason right Bateman now, got his star on the Walk of Fame yesterday, as a matter of fact, the day before yesterday.
Right, yeah. Right now, I am wrapping up a program that is on. I always forget what network it's on. Is it
TNT?
Is it
Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom's on
I'll
TNT.
I'll double confirm right now.
Ellen Barkin plays the matriarch of a group of young studs who are criminals.
You've been watching this for a while, so you can't binge it, right? You have to let it play out.
TNT.
I mean, yeah, TNT. It's. I think you can binge anything, really, nowadays, but I don't know. I basically DVR it and watch
nine
it.
9 out of 10 on TV.com.
It is truly, truly, she is, once in a while, a person comes along that has an established career. Mm-hmm. She's very funny in the George Clooney Las Vegas series that she had one where...
Oh, the Ocean's 11 movies?
Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 13 and whatever. She was really, really good with Matt Damon as playing the assistant to Al Pacino at the casino. But this role for her, where she is kind of a slick crime boss lady that's tough, she is freaking brilliant in it. And the guys surrounding her, everybody seems a great TV show. Everybody seems to get better,
right?
And the show gets better and better and better, and there's that level of danger that you have with Breaking Bad. So I've been meaning to talk about this particular show for a very, very long time, but it really is entertaining, and I enjoy Ellen Barkin. And yeah, it's got some surfer dudes in it that gets a little weary.
F-boys.
It's kind of they get a lot of they get a lot of camera
F-boys.
Time.
They totally
they get a lot
are.
Of camera time, but there's they're all F boys, and it's Ellen Barkin with a house full of F boys drinking beer, and she's they'll go out and they'll perform a heist, and then she's like, "Who wants apple pie?" It's really it's kind of interesting.
Are you? Am I the only one that's had a hard time getting through the most recent season of House of Cards?
I had trouble with House of Cards two seasons.
Yeah, two episodes in, I stopped this season because of our current political
climate. It's too close, man. It's really close to real life. But
I just, I drift
it's fun
off.
Watching
That's
Spacey's toupees. His toupees are getting really outrageous.
There's a lot of great stuff out there, and they're really, and I'm looking forward to, I really am, Oscar, looking forward to Ozark. That's the next stop with television. Am I right in assuming, we haven't talked about this,
what?
That television content, with all of the variety now and with everything out there, almost like podcasting, to be honest with you, there's so much out there that's high quality, but where there's not a tremendous amount of high quality is summer movies are gone. You just don't have great movies in the summer
it's
anymore.
It's not like the movie of the summer, and they've already done the numbers, is Wonder Woman, right?
That's
the only one. That is the only one. I saw Dunkirk this past weekend.
How was Dunkirk?
It is wonderfully shot. It's beautiful. I like the movie, but do not go expecting some sort of happy ending or story. Like it is a horrible story. It is a horrible story. And Christopher Nolan will win Academy Awards, especially for the cinematography. It is.
You know, it's funny. I'm talking about the lack of movies, but there's one like right up at the list. You know,
You also need to drive
9 hours to a movie theater. You really
and Mike,
make sure it's still playing when you get there.
I made the mistake of taking Shannon for a 10 p.m. showing. We left the theater a little before midnight. It's a short movie,
right?
And I was like, man, like we should have finally seen Baby Driver, because I am bummed out.
Oh, Baby Driver, that is a movie that I love.
But they're not blockbusters like you're mentioning.
No, it's not a blockbuster. And Baby Driver will always be sort of, even with star power that it has, it'll be a niche film because it's clever and it's artsy. And it sort of wanted to break
is
big,
that the
and
one
it never
with,
did.
Manny from Modern Family?
No, it's not got him in it.
Driving a station wagon across the country?
No.
What is it?
It's got John Hamm and Kevin Spacey, and
it's like The Italian Job. But
yeah, but it is really artfully done with
Jamie
music.
Fox.
You would enjoy it. You would very much enjoy it. It's a great. It's a heist film music video
starring Minnie Driver's baby.
That's right. That's exactly right. And Donald Driver from the NFL is also in it.
You win the driver game.
There are no like multiple blockbuster summers like we were kids.
Yeah, there's
like,
no Jaws or Star Wars or something like that.
This is how I know it. I hole up here in the wilds of Maine, and I will tell you something, that the content on streaming television is such that keeps
you don't have
me
to go
happy. I'm not only am I enjoying my media content more, but I'm getting dumber because I'm not reading as much as I used
good
to read
for
up
you
here. And, thank you congratulations, you know. By the way, they're all the you know, when you go to bookstores up here in Maine, they all have their little Maine section. And they're all like kind of a theme.
Coloring
like,
books.
Know, Gangs of the Sea. You know, with like a picture of a lobster on it. It's like, oh, this looks good. Bring this back to the cruise ship.
The Unperfect Storm.
That's right. Yeah. There is one bestseller that did come out of Maine that I really do like.
Come down for moose soup after.
There it is. Now, Linda Greenlaw, who was actually featured, her character played by Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio in The Perfect Storm.
So good.
She was the sword boat captain that survived the storm when the other guy, Billy, I forgot what his name was.
Facillo.
Not Billy Facillo.
It was a huge storm.
She's a major author now, Linda Greenlaw, and she's got like 10 books that are out about Maine and fishing and lobstering and sword boats.
When you
boats
see
and all
the
that.
Maine book section, and I've seen this because, you know, my father is now an Eastern Shore denizen, so there's yes. always the Eastern Shore book, Eastern
books
Shore
of the
humor.
Sea, Rob, they're very popular.
Does it piss you off?
Billy Tyne.
Billy Tyne.
Ah, yeah.
It's just, what there's so many of them that I'd love a good one. I'd love a good read up here because it's
how about
really
one that's full of good Maine law.
Law, not L-A-W, L-O-R-E.
Yeah,
law.
You know, great stories, humor of Maine law.
Oh, by the way, I have found myself finally. And by the way, Zach the Lobsterman came over the other night.
Did he?
And was full of piss and vinegar. He's so funny. Made me laugh my ass off. I love this kid. This kid, he's so. He's so angry sometimes that it's just a delight to be around him. And
what is he mad about this week?
Like, the main book section.
He brought the clams and mussels over to the house, uh-huh. and he brought the clams. He said, well, I thought you were going to steam them. You said you love steamed clams. I said, I love steamed clams. I love eating. I don't know. He said, well, gee, I thought you were going to do it. And it was just hysterical because he came over and he's just busting my balls because
yeah.
he brings the propane burner
yeah.
and the giant
so he
pot.
He knew.
And we
he
do
was
him in the driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had a blast with him last night. It's fantastic. He's a good guy. Do we have to break?
No, I'm playing a song now? Called Do the Clam. It's for
Do the Clam?
Yeah. It's one of the worst Elvis songs ever recorded.
My sister said to me when I told her, I said, we're having ass loads of clams and mussels. And Kathy looks at me and said, well, that's appetizing. That's appetizing to describe them that way. Ass loads of clams. That's right. Carrying them in your ass. How delightful is that? That'll be tasty.
Time to release the clam.
Oh, my God.
Does your brother-in-law, Paul, ever hang out with you guys? Or is he,
Paul's working.
He's
Paul's
working.
Slaying the dragon.
Sure. Yeah.
Paul is always slaying the dragon. There are big chunks of time when he's here, but there are also big chunks of time when he's traveling the world. And then he will come back and he will sit quietly at a family gathering and then pointedly point something out where I've made a complete ass of myself like 35 years ago. And he's funny. Because Zach,
sounds
the angry
like
lobsterman, you know, he commiserates with Paul. He said, Paul got some pretty good zingers at you at your son's birthday party. I'm like, I understand that. So,
hey, yeah. He should write a book about those zingers.
This is why Zach is a friend of mine. Zach is now a friend of mine. Yeah, because I have family members that have no choice. They have to be associated with me. But Zach is now a friend because he has joined the company of Carla and my daughter and my sister. Are we okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. Did the football player
arrive?
Yeah,
we've got a guest, Mike. Yeah.
Yes. Right, very
it's
good.
A Bob Hope-styled walk-on. Do you want a break so we can get him set up?
Do we have to break to do that? Yeah, let's take a break. We will. But anyway, everybody's busting my balls up here, and I'm very comfortable. Things are great. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will be joined by Oscar's friend and a wonderful human being, Dominique Foxworth, who dropped by, and we will do that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, ladies. Look at the car next to you. Now back to me. Now back to the car. Now back to me. Sadly, you can't see me, but you can listen to more of me if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Look up. Look down. Where are you? On a boat. What's in your hand? Back at me. I have it. Two tickets to the TMOS live show. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds because the live show is sold out. Anything is possible when you are a bonus show subscriber. Subscribe today through the updated app or website. I'm Dan O'Brien, and nobody understands me. I'm on a horse.
That's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Then you know the biggest challenge in running a business can be finding the best talent. Great talent equals success. So trust the best, ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. And here is a fact. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboards. It will amaze you how quickly ZipRecruiter works for you. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, to try it for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. We are joined by one of my favorite people. Always love having him on the show. Former NFL DB for the Ravens, the Falcons, the Broncos, former president of the NFL Players Association, and now a writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, and a man who also has a new podcast where he will be interviewing, or he's already interviewed, the Manning brothers,
yes.
Tweedledee and Tweedle Richer. Two men that never met a check from an advertiser. They didn't want to cash.
Right.
I do that Fox because I'm a huge New York Giants fan. So I, it's a little personal.
Chicken parm,
like
you taste it's so good.
I'm going to make multi-millions. I'm going to make more money. This is, my name is Eli. I didn't get the nationwide commercial. Dominique Foxworth is here, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Fox?
I'm good.
You're pointing at Rob. Why are you pointing at Rob?
Oh, no. Rob.
Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a problem with him and the interns.
Really?
It's pointed.
We got here. Beef.
Oh. Emmy, you want to go first?
Explain no, yourself. Okay. Don't get
I'm
nervous
sorry.
Now, tough girl. You want to be a thug out in the streets? Bring it in the studio, Emmy. Tell him what you did, gangster.
What happened?
Spill it.
I'm having so much
glasses, McGee.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, wow.
Coming it's like for your neck.
It's like he brought a Christmas present in. This is so great. What happened, Emmy?
So we passed by each other on the street.
Oh.
And, I was distracted in my normal state, and I did not acknowledge him.
No, Mike, no eye contact was given.
No. So.
Just dismissive. Like, it's nobody else on the street. I'm just walking by, and I see her from a distance, and I put on my smile face, and I'm staring right at her
in
all
you.
Four of her eyes.
Let me stop you. Oh, would wow. your expression, Dominique, have indicated previous greetings?
Absolutely.
Knowledge of
yes.
the person?
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
that you had seen her before, and you were looking at her like, hello, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, and I mean, she's walking away from the studio. I assume she's coming back. I'm going towards the studio, and I'm just like, hey, see you in a minute. I'm waiting. I'm going through my mind, like, what am I going to say? How hard That's... am I going to smile? And and all that for no reason, because she looked right through me and just kept yeah. walking.
I know this is an audio medium, but could you recreate for us the amount of smile you gave?
Oh, it was a lot of smile.
I'd like to see.
Bordering on too much smile.
I'd like to see.
Oh, stop that.
See, I'd say hi to that guy.
I showed the entire top row. I gave her no bottom row. I showed her top row, mouth slightly agape. It was like I was preparing, like, if you were about to say hi, that's what it was like. I was at the H, beginning of hi. It was ready to hit her with the eye. Nothing.
Emmy, yes. Now it's your turn. I have to ask you, darling.
Yes.
Did you recognize Mr. Foxworth?
How
not,
could you not?
Like, I don't think I was really paying attention. I was walking to check the mailbox, so
you know,
I wasn't
it's
really
a lie.
Thinking about anything.
I don't. All right,
she's
listen,
not a multitasker.
I am constantly guarding against being the old fart. I am constantly, but do you think this could be symptomatic of the millennials, this generation with their noses and their phones, not making human interpersonal connection with people. Could that have anything to do with it? Oscar's nodding his head.
Do you think that's what it is? I think it was just the morning.
Nope.
I think
I will not let her off the hook when saying that it's all millennials or saying that it is the morning. I will not accept that she didn't see me. I mean, rarely do you walk down the street and on the same sidewalk as you, there is this level of sexy and you just don't notice it. You just didn't notice it? You couldn't feel it? I mean, you don't have to have eyes. You don't need ears. You just need a heartbeat to feel the reverberations of my sexy. Yeah. And you look up. When you feel that, you look up and you see what it is. And she looked up. Oh. She saw me, looked right through me, kept it moving.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Emmy, I have to say it is fairly obvious to me. You have disrespected our
looks to me like it might have been too much for her.
Really amazing. What have a final word. I know you're very shy, Emmy. What would you like to say to Dominique?
I am so very sorry.
Would you say, Emmy, you're consistent with your blasé attitude towards people?
Blase. Oscar, hold on. Wait, you know, I have disadvantages from not being down there. The blase attitude. Do you care to elaborate on
she
that?
She really shows
bit?
Emotion. Yeah. Though she's so witty. That's a Windsor over.
But she's cool, she calm, and collected. Yeah, yeah, and as funny. The Grease Man would say, blase.
I may have been saying it my way. Blase. Hey, if you want to be blase in the studio, it's okay with me. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Emmy?
Yes.
I was saying to my wife, and I'll say to you, that the interns, my greatest joy on the show is when the interns are funny, and we've had a pretty good string of funny interns lately that do pretty good writing and stuff like that. But on the subject of Dominique Foxworth, I have to do my job as the host of the show. How dare you?
Get her in line.
Is that all right? Yeah. Is that all right, Fox? Did I do that for you?
You did.
I'll take credit away. I know she's interning for three, but we'll just give her two. All right. That help?
All right.
I feel bad, though. Now that she's apologized and she looks so sad and meekish, I feel bad.
All right.
Meekish, is that a word? Did I just make that up?
It's a good word.
We don't get you in here often enough, and I will tell you there's some stuff I want to talk about that's happening in your media world, and then I hate to do it, but listen, I am a believer that there's not a lot of media in general out there keeping things in the public eye the way they should, and I want to ask you about the traumatic brain injury situation that had a huge story come down this week. But before we do that, let me ask you about your Gatorade podcast, because you are doing this is an interview show that Oscar was telling
me
about?
Yeah, so it's from Gimlet Media. They are helping to make it with Gatorade, and it's kind of highly produced NPR-style interview show, and it's a lot of hard work, and Oscar knows. It's been amazing. So I thought, I'm going to go in here and record. It's a 30-minute episode. I'll record like the storytelling portion of it. It'll take me maybe an hour. I'm in here for like 4 hours an episode, because they're like, you got to inflect your voice at the right perfect moment.
WNDC.
Yeah, exactly. It's that for an entire script.
Do you do the interviews, or do you just set up the interviews?
No, I do all the interviews, and it's been really fun. It's been great.
You interviewed both Mannings.
I interviewed both Mannings. I interviewed J.J. Watt. I interviewed Serena, Kyle Schwarber, Matt Ryan. And it's all about their darkest moments. So we talked to Matt Ryan about the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The Super Bowl last year. And so we interviewed, is that everybody, Oscar?
I think that's Michael Jordan, but that's off the record.
Carl Anthony Towns is up now. Yeah, we didn't get to, we're not going to run the Michael Jordan one, but I got to meet him and interview him, but we're not going to run that.
But specifically, it's about their darkest moments, like with when you talked about Matt Ryan, about the incredibly crushing Super Bowl loss he talks about. I would be riveted on something
like
that.
I got to tell you, as someone who is not generally a sports guy, but a guy that loves to hear stories told, it is so compelling and so well produced. You must listen to this podcast.
It's called The Secret to Victory.
Really excellent.
Emmy, you walked by all of that. Riveting was on the street in front of you, looking you in your face.
Yeah, she was compelled to look down.
What would be the darkest part of the Mannings story? Did they change banks? No, yeah, Matt Ryan, it couldn't be any more, you know, it couldn't be any more clear than that. You know, you just think, you know, look at that. Look what he had. Manning's, it's like, it seems like it's been a pretty good ride.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good ride, but they both had really awful rookie seasons. Peyton set the record.
Yeah, he set
the record for, and he still holds the record for most interceptions. I think he also has the record for lowest QB rating, or no, that might be Eli, lowest QB rating for a particular game and season. So they had really bad rookie years and have bounced back from it. So that's the heart of it.
Because I have to get my stupid fanboy Giants question in about this, because it'll kill me. I won't be able to think about the rest of the show. Did Eli at any point talk about the fact that, because I really do believe this, as a fan of the Giants, does Eli in any way, did it come up about him, you know, winning Super Bowls, winning a Super Bowl, and then still taking such amazing crap from the New York media and the fan base? Because he does. We're all there's something about Eli that just projects that he's not. He doesn't have the popularity of his brother,
right?
up in New York. Was there any? Did that get under his skin at all?
No. I think he's gotten a pretty thick skin at this point. And I think it helps to rub two Super Bowl rings on that same skin to soothe yourself. Yeah. But we actually got into that, and it's tough because he has not, despite the fact that he's won two Super Bowls and his last name is Manning, he's had really great seasons, but he's also had a lot of mediocre seasons, which is tough for even for him to explain. So we got into that. And I'm not a seasoned interviewer. I've gotten better throughout this process, but I can't imagine a harder task as far as the interviewer is concerned. Is they send me in a room with these all-time great athletes, and they say, yeah, go pick their brain about when they were the worst. And
I can't imagine that's a tough gig.
So fun. Right.
So let me make sure I give it the right plug. Oscar Fox, what's the deal here? It's the
it's a podcast, so you can, as I'm sure your listeners are quite fluent in the world of podcasts, you can get it on iTunes or whatever, right. And certainly please rate it and review
five-star
it.
Review.
Yeah. What's the name of
it's
the podcast?
It's called The Secret to Victory, hosted by Dominique Foxworth.
Oh, do that. Let's take a break. When we come back, I have to talk to you. We've talked about it before. You're incredibly well-versed in it, and it's a heavy subject, and I do think it reared its ugly head with the study that was released this week about traumatic brain injury. We'll talk to Dominique Foxworth when we come back. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
I believe in miracles. Where you from?
Cake and cookies.
Hey there. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. This week, we do something we haven't done in a long time. We clink some glasses, discuss the atrocity of mangoes, and geek out over our revamped turntables. It's a lot of laughs and so much more.
Roy Smack!
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The best thing about the TMOS listener, they're like family, a big dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. If you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it, right here. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it, find it, act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Email us at sales@mikeomarashow.com. Big or small. Small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@mikeomarashow.com. Let us spread your word. Welcome back to the show. How late am I, Rob?
We're doing okay. We can do 10, 11 minutes here. We're good.
All right, very good. I'm just trying to think what I'm trying to organize myself.
Also,
got to get organized.
We're good. We're on time.
Mm-hmm. We're great. Welcome back to the show. We're with Dominique Foxworth, and I don't have the story in front of me because Fox was a last-minute addition, but when I read this story, I was wishing you were here because you've lived it. You've been in the NFL. You talked very personally about the experience of playing in the NFL and your own personal fears about the traumatic brain injury. But to make a long story short, a study came out where the post-mortem brain analysis of these NFL players revealed a 99% case of the encephalopathy.
CTE.
The CTE, which it's almost 100% that the brains. Now, I have to qualify and say the brains were donated by the family members because they suspected that the causes of the problems were this, but it doesn't matter. It was still a 90% rate positive for this condition that was spotlighted in the movie Concussion that seemed to be out for a half an hour and then it went away and nobody talks about it anymore. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it right now. How where are you on that? How do you feel about that situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. Like, I don't know that there's much I can say that we haven't already covered before, but it's this, honestly, it put it back in my mind, and but it doesn't make me feel any different. I can't go back and change things. And given how I feel now and the life that I've been able to afford my family, like, I am happy with the decisions that I've made. However, I've never contemplated suicide. And so many of these guys get to that point. I can't imagine that if I'm unfortunate enough that my brain deteriorates to the point where I'm thinking like that. I imagine at that point I would have wished that I've done something different, and I would have wished that the information was there. I think that's the most upsetting part, is that the NFL had this information and they were obscuring it for many years. And so now we don't have full transparency on it. We still don't know exactly what the reasons are and what causes it, if it's the repetitive hits, it's the concussion, if it's the like big knockout blows. But we do know that there seems to be some higher occurrence of it in football, which should give people pause. I'm not telling people what to do with their children or what to do themselves, but it's something you should definitely give a great deal of thought and weigh the risk and rewards. I have three kids, two girls, one boy, and I certainly am not going to be pushing my son anywhere near football. He can figure out some other way. He's four now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So many parents are saying that right now.
Probably would like football.
Sure. Very strong.
If you put your speculation hat on this stuff, do you think that this could ever? Because I do think about this as a football fan. I think about this, and as a former football player, I'm wondering if you do the same thing. Where I think if this grew more and more and more hair, where this was like a situation where the tables turned on public opinion. The NFL is so incredibly popular. Do you see ever anything really horrible happening to the league based on this kind of stuff? Where, you know, parent, if you're saying, I'm not going to have my kids play, I wouldn't want my kids to play, then nobody's playing in Little League, nobody's playing in high school, there are no more football players, what happens to the NFL?
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think there'll always be football players. I think the demographic will definitely change, because there are people who see it as an opportunity and a way to change the financial standing of your family going forward. So people will always be willing to play. I think the scary thing is people will always be willing to play professionally. The scary thing is if people stop playing when they're young. Football is not like other games. It's kind of complicated and it's complex. So you think about basketball and soccer, like those are kind of the same game. Like you run up and down a field or court, try to get a ball into a net. Like football is, I learned this when I went to business school, because so many of the people there were international. And being in Boston, everyone is into the Patriots. So many international people are like, explain football to me. And then trying to explain football to someone who's like never seen it, like really makes you aware of how weird a game it is. Mm-hmm. So I think that if people don't play younger, it's not a part of their lives when they're young, then maybe they never really get into it and understand it and like it. But I think it's far too popular now for the health risks, for people's conscience, frankly, to get in the way. I don't think people are going to stop watching because they read this stuff, but maybe they'll stop caring over the next 30 to 50 years because they're not involved in it when they're young.
Yeah, and do you think that the other question would be, I agree with you, first of all. I think that we're not going to see it go away. Do you think that it's there will be a situation where rules and technology can compensate for a lot of this stuff? Because that's the bottom line.
Right.
People are still going to play football, so how do you make them safer? Do you think, you know, you've been on the front lines of this, seeing, you know, playing and knowing, do you think they'll be able to do that?
I sure as hell hope so. I don't know, honestly. The things that we've been able to accomplish with technological advancement in recent history particularly have been amazing. The idea that we can't figure out how to properly protect someone's brain, to me, seems like an easy problem when we can figure out how to connect people all over the world. Like, I just did a FaceTime interview. Like, I know to young kids like Emmy, That's not very impressive, but I'm 34 and I remember when I was a kid, the idea of having a computer in my pocket that I could pull out and talk to a class that's in New York and see them and they can see me seems crazy. So all that being said, I think that there should be some optimism around it, but it goes back to the core issue is we don't necessarily know what the problem is. We know that there's a higher occurrence of CTE amongst football players, but we can't really pinpoint why that is, other than they're hitting their heads, and we're not sure what, if there are some...
it's an awfully broad stroke,
Yeah, if there's some medical predispositions and other things, and so... Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and I just think it's important for everybody playing the sport, and I'm talking about at the highest possible level, to keep it in the public eye and talk about it. And that's why I talked about it with you, but that's enough, and you know, we don't have to dwell on it, because I think we've got something just a little bit more important, which is Oscar's marriage.
Oh, yes. Oh,
come on!
Well... I balance the heavy with the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Do you
thing
think there'll
about...
be any big hits at the wedding?
I might. I'm going to make it happen for you. I'm going to blindside somebody. Just point them out to me, Oscar, whoever you don't like.
So your guy, Oscar, is finally, it seems real. He was talking about bachelor parties.
Yeah.
It's real. He's doing it. He's taking the plunge. He's going to be in the land of marriage. You've been there for a long time. You've been a grown-up for a lot longer than he has.
Sure.
You know, I just what are your thoughts on your guy finally making the move?
He knows Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him, but I feel like he has been kind of lame for a long time. So, like, becoming married is not going to be very different. So, like, I feel like before I got married and before I started dating my wife, like, I was cool. I was doing fun things. Like, I got some stories for you, Mike. We turn off these microphones, and I'll let you know how to live your life. Oscar was accompanying me on some of these great excursions and was sitting in the corner like, hey, I don't know if you should do that.
Wow.
You might regret that tomorrow. Oh, I mean, your face, you said it with your eyes. So
yeah.
I don't expect very much different from Oscar. Oscar's been, like, married for a long time.
I feel like
even
I'm
without
married.
A wife.
Yeah.
I feel like that when married. Oscar's eyes speak, they speak like a white guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when Oscar's mouth speaks, he speaks like a white guy. When he speaks in Spanish, it is very gringo.
Yeah, it is. It's nothing cuter than Oscar speaking Spanish, right?
Yeah. Yes, very, very challenged. Well, we're all rooting for you, Oscar.
Thank you.
It's going to be a fantastic time. A good time was had by all. And as far as your observation of everybody in the studio, you don't see anybody in there that looks like they've had any trauma at all with you know, hitting their heads or anything like that.
And, nope.
By the way, was Pony invited to your bachelor party, Oscar?
No. Yeah. He was, but he looked at me with those eyes and said, "There's no way I'm going anywhere."
Well, his reply was, if I recall, was, "Oh, that sounds fun."
Yeah.
It was neither yes nor no.
Hold on, because there are certain considerations. All things being equal, financially, every other way, convenience-wise, you had the time, and you had either the time to go down and see your family in Virginia Beach or go to a Las Vegas, paid for Las Vegas bachelor party with Oscar Santana. What call? And I mean, listen to me, Pony. This is important.
And before we get, it gets awkward in here. Dominique, I just invited the guys. I was going to invite you a little later.
No, I didn't realize that.
I didn't invite him. Yeah.
Wow.
Emmy, we're best friends. Oscar, you're out. I'm sorry about what I did to you earlier.
It's okay.
Just not seeing me on the street, no big deal.
They're dropping like flies, aren't they?
Oh my God.
All your allies in this room. I'm still your guy.
Shocked. Okay. I am shocked.
Emmy's back in. But Oscar,
wow.
You can take the Emmy seat in my life as former friend.
Oh man. Wow, I cannot believe
Fox.
This.
Yes, sir.
My brother texted
Rob, would
me.
You have not assumed that he would have gotten the invite long before we did?
Oscar's eyes looked at me and they said, he should be the first one I invite.
You guys are dicks. I don't have any details, my brother.
No. You stop it right now.
And Pony's taking a sip of his drink. And,
sure.
Glad he's off the hook. Would you go? I mean, all things being equal, like where you didn't, where you had an option that was like a chill weekend with your family, or everything taken care of to go to the bachelor party and with no obligation, would you do it?
I would go to the bachelor party, but there is a serious pain factor with Vegas. It is not easy. We did, what, 8 nights there? I think I was dead by like the second day.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's which tough. Remains to this day.
Mm-hmm. Well, but look,
still time.
Again, let's say the still destination there? Is Vegas. We fly in on a Friday, we leave on Sunday, it's over. That's the perfect timing.
Yeah, we're not right. asking for 8 days from you.
No, but that's like 2 days, it'll wipe you out.
Just too much for him, Mike. It's just too much.
I don't know how you stay single.
Yeah, the answer's no.
The answer's no.
Sounds that's, fun, doesn't he?
The answer's no, and Oscar's going to have to do some repair work with Dominique, too. We have to take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar's take. Fox, I don't want to infringe on your schedule. Could you hang around for one last segment with Oscar? Because this segment is called Oscar's Take, where I give him a news story, and he gives his interpretation of what should be done about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll take you right up to the audio vault, which is, I know, the reason why you showed up anyway.
No, you can leave. You can leave before the audio vault. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'm sorry, I was just doing my woo woo from DuckTales because dovetail sounds like DuckTales. Woo woo. Nothing? Okay. I'm just going to sit over here.
I would prefer that to be like this.
Why don't you go around the room and ask anyone if they liked that joke?
No, there's. They'll get 15 posts on Facebook now that the Pony Santana Club. They'll be going, why are the jokes from Pony and Oscar not heard? Maybe because Rob and Mike are so f***ing loud. Today, in all things considered, the bombastic loud fat men try to shout down the thinner and more entertaining skinny men.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Bonus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at the TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get you the process for you, moving fast and easy. They'll advise on whether or not it's right for you, and you can even meet Tater the dog. Yes, sirree. I'm Robert Siegel from NPR to tell you about Tater the dog. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Get Cornerstone First Financial to help you save money every month. They will show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt or for those home improvements you've been putting off, like hiring an exterminator for your chimney. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. Oscar loved them. You'll love them too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. And now, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a new study asked people to describe the perfect job situation, and the answers show that we're not that greedy. We just want a flexible part-time job that pays almost six figures.
Sure.
That's not too much to ask, right? Here are the elements of the perfect job. 24 hours a week or about 5 hours a day. That's the perfect job. You want me to give you all of them and then you can comment?
Yeah, give me the details, please.
$80,000 a year, free food in the office, a dress code that lets you wear jeans, 12 minutes away from where you live, but you also have the option to work from home, 6 weeks of paid vacation on holidays per year, flexible work hours, and a cool boss who sometimes wants to go out for a drink. Hi.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Oscar.
We all have goals. And much like Rob's B-Wax goal was to become the Tuscarora PA announcer
Leave
at the varsity football
Leave
games.
Leave me out of this. This is your thing.
Years ago, I said, I want a job where I could be close to home. Mm-hmm. I could work minimal hours.
Yes.
I could make some serious dough. And it's come true. This is my life. It's got the stamp of approval.
Oh. There it is. That's
I'd like to make more money, though. That'd be nice. We all would, Mike.
Yes, yeah.
We,
and we free food sure at the office,
would.
Please.
Yes.
We sure would. Yeah. Oscar, should hospitals be offering its visitors access to triple-decker burgers and candy top shakes? The seemingly odd practice of hospitals leasing space to fast food franchises is coming under fire yet again. In the newest debate, a group of doctors is targeting a Macon, Georgia hospital for housing a McDonald's inside it's called Navicent Health Medical Center. Mm. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a nonprofit advocacy group, has purchased ads asking, does greasy fried chicken feed disease? And your heart's not loving these cheeseburgers. So they're protesting about, what say you about a Mickey D's right in the middle of a hospital?
Mike, look, these bleeding libs don't know what it means to make a living. This Georgia bleeding hospital libs. Is ahead of the curb.
Why do you have to put my people on? Why do you have to put my people down?
Curve.
Why do you have to put bleeding libs down?
Curbs. Curbs. Listen. It's the same as a casino having an ATM inside the casino.
Is it?
You essentially are, this is a loss leader. People are eating McDonald's, going right back into the doctor because they are not eating healthy. They're making sure they have some sort of retention and they actually have people coming back to the space.
Do you get it? I do. All right. Very good. thank you. Thank you. Oscar?
What's the segment?
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Tomadeek is embarrassed for me.
a couple from Indiana is one stop away. No, I'm going to save that for the last one. Okay. That's just too good. I'm
Oscar's take.
Hold on. You're listening to Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, hi. Mike Tyson previously made it clear to Maxim that he didn't think Conor McGregor had a snowball's chance in hell of beating Floyd Mayweather. Then he really doubled down on that, saying in a podcast that the wasn't your podcast, was it, Fox? Did you interview Mike Tyson?
What's that? Maybe you'll have to listen to find out.
Ooh.
Okay, very, ooh, oh, good tease.
Value-added teaser.
Value-added teaser.
Mike Tyson said the UFC champ was going to get killed boxing. Tyson said he got mad on learning about the setup for the August 26th match because he learned it wasn't about MMA, technique versus pure boxing. McConnor put his dumbass in a... This is from Tyson. McConnor put his dumbass in a position, and he didn't call him McGregor, where he's going to get knocked out. Tyson said, because this guy's been doing this his whole life since he was a baby. Now McGregor has come back at the former heavyweight champ. If anyone thought he wouldn't say anything back, this is what McGregor says. That's nice, Mike, but you're looking at the new Don King here, son. Money is mine. You are all going to eat your words for the rest of your days while I eat lobster for the rest of mine.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this feud between Conor McGregor and Mike Tyson?
Couple things. I think the idea that you get one of the most famous and ridiculed face tattoos in history really precludes you from actually making fun of a business decision. You clearly had to pay for that face tattoo.
I'm going
to
disagree with you so heartily on this one.
Mike's take.
It's a second, you got knocked out by Buster Douglas. A no-name walked in and knocked you out.
That doesn't negate his incredible boxing career.
Yeah,
and the fact is, this fight should have been MMA versus boxing, period. You don't go into the greatest defensive fighters arena and call it equal. I think this is going to be Manny Pacquiao times 50. This is going to be everybody peeing away an incredible amount of money and just walking away going, well, that was much ado about nothing. And Conor McGregor's got some bruises on his face. I think it's going to suck. I think it's going to be a suck fest.
Are you still not going to buy it?
It's going to be so hard for me. It's going to be so hard for me not to do it. But I'm really, I just wish that it was Mayweather.
I think most people.
I wish rules went, and I want full MMA because then Mayweather is at the disadvantage. Yeah. I would have liked to see some sort of meeting of the rules so there were some curious rules. It would have been a better situation.
Absolutely.
I think they should get timeouts.
Yeah.
Timeout. I'm hurting.
Wait,
over
you hit
here.
My eye.
Hey, Fox. Ow. This is what I live with every day when sports comes up. This is what I live with on the show. This is why they said, "Oh, hi, WJFK." There's the door, Mike, right over there. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, give me the thing. Thank you. Oscar, the old slogan for Pringles potato chips was once you pop, you can't stop. Apparently, it wasn't just marketing nonsense because it's scientifically accurate. More than 2,700 people recently took a survey to find out the hardest foods to stop eating once you've started. Here they are. Chips, pretzels, and salty snacks. Number two, candy, not including chocolate. Mm. That's by the way, chips and salty snacks were 35%, 18% candy, 12%, they separated regular candy and chocolate, 12% was chocolate, crackers and other bread-based snacks, 11%, and cheese, 10%. What say you, Oscar?
I'm a little confused because when I was in business school, we actually did a case study on this marketing plan, once you pop, you can't stop, but yeah, it was about Viagra. Nothing? They can't all be winners. They can't all be winners.
Yeah, but at least one of them should.
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's I'm surprised my favorite snack didn't make the list, Mike. Mm.
Moving on.
What's your favorite snack, Rob?
Steaks. Yes. I just can't stop
big,
eating
big
them.
Steaks. Big, thick steaks. My snack. I'm going to have a little snack. Turn on the Weber. All right. Oscar, finally on Oscar's take. A couple...
Oscar's take.
Let me do my best Anchorman voice here.
Please.
A couple from Indiana is one stop away from visiting every Cracker Barrel Old Country Store location. Ray and Wilma Yoder. There's a perfect name for them. They have visited all but one of Cracker Barrel's 645 locations throughout their 60 years of marriage and plan to visit the final remaining location in Portland, Oregon later this year. What say you, Oscar Santana?
I think you guys can be shocked by this simply because most people sit around and do nothing with their lives. And I looked, once I heard about the story, I looked at the map. There are Cracker Barrels across the country. I actually used to work next to one, and I'd go there frequently. I'd say, these rocking chairs aren't so bad. These tchotchkes aren't so bad. The bacon and eggs, you can't go wrong. The fact that they're traveling the country and they're actually seeing America,
yeah,
for whatever reason. And I don't necessarily agree that this should be the reason why you should see national parks before you see a Cracker Barrel. But I love the idea that people are actually traveling and seeing this country.
You know, as usual, that's another Oscars take. Thank you very much. And, of course, everything was wrong. Everything was wrong on Oscars take.
It is like bizarro common sense, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That might be the new theme of Oscars take. Fox, you were welcome to weigh in during that. What was your impression of Oscars take? How did you enjoy it?
I was embarrassed.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and his little sounds on the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Where?
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein with my regular voice.
And on this week's episode of the show, we're joined by sportscaster Kelsey Nicole Nelson from Fox Sports Radio. We're going to talk about some of the big sports stories. Michael Vick, Colin Kaepernick, Kirk Cousins.
What about Aaron Judge?
Somehow his name keeps getting mentioned on the show. Also, brand new music from Cheap Trick.
And hopefully, by the time we do the show, Tony's cold will go away.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Look at you. You disgust me.
Ew.
Men, women, not caring, not giving a rat's ass. What's wrong with you? Okay? Guys, you know, ladies, both of you, you're acting like high-priced hookers.
Yes.
You're shopping Amazon and not accessing it through our website or our app. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Boom. What?
Are you really that cold? Distant, selfish, unfeeling. I don't think you are, but the answer lies within yourself. Go to your computer, save yourselves, and TMOS. Shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com. The page has a new look, and you will love how easy it is to help us by helping yourself to what you really need. Shopping Amazon this way changes nothing for you, means the world to this show. You are the spoon straw in our financial slurpee. Don't make us have to put up a sign that says out of order. Shop Amazon.
Don't you hate it? It's the worst.
It is a downer.
You want a Mountain Dew Slurpee and it's out of order? Oh, dang.
Please access it via The bottom line, I know it gets confusing with the message sometimes. We really appreciate it if you shop Amazon through our page because we get credit for it. That's it. Thank you very much, and have a nice weekend, everybody. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, July 28, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
A most special treat for radio geeks. This really, really surprised and pleased me. We've played this tape for years.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither.
Casey Kasem, right.
It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again.
He's going to get mad.
I'm coming out of the record.
Play
the
record, happy. Okay?
No, not
He's
happy.
Recording it.
Please.
Just like the Gatorade podcast. This is what Fox does.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. Come and then you got to go into somebody dying.
Yeah,
you know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
Okay.
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Pony?
Yeah,
now make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
So we're all very familiar with that.
Right.
But what never occurred to me is that they eventually had to get it right. A listener sent me the actual Snuggles dedication from the show where he got it right. And it's almost like science fiction because I'm so waiting for him to blow up, and he never does. By the way, the up-tempo record, Dare Me by the Pointer Sisters.
At number 13, moving up a couple of notches, that's Dare Me by the Pointer Sisters, Ruth, June, and Anita. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Well, now we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation we can all understand.
So much slower
whether we
paced.
Have kids or pets or neither. It's from a father in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it.
What's so crazy to me is right now, I have the feeling I have during a Hitchcock film. It's like a suspense movie.
Something bad's going to happen.
I'm waiting for something bad to happen.
He's slowed down so much.
Oh, absolutely. I think maybe he might have had a drink to calm down.
I have to, full disclosure here. I recorded some spots earlier in the week, and would it not be accurate to say that I had a Casey Kasem moment? When I was recording those spots.
It would be true to say you had several Casey Kasem moments.
Was there the phrase, I want someone to make a concerted effort?
I want somebody to make a concerted effort of giving me copy that's not 500 minutes of copy for a 60-second goddamn spot.
Have you ever seen, like,
and what happened
movie
to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
When I said I was going to record a couple spots with Mike, everyone ran like roaches when the light came on.
Scurry.
They were just gone. They wanted nowhere to be here. Yeah. Anyway, let's finish up with Casey.
Family. He was a little dog named Snuggles. But he was most certainly a part of our family. And my daughters have been very broken up since he died. We buried him in a part of the yard where he liked to lie on sunny days. There was a hit song back in the 70s called Shannon.
Horrible
As
song.
I recall, it was about a dog who swam into the ocean and never came back. The song had lyrics about finding an island with a tree like the one in our backyard. It's a nice description of dog heaven. Casey, could you please play Shannon and dedicate it to my daughters, Kathleen and Ryan? I want them to know that Snuggles is resting peacefully in his favorite place.
That's
and
beautiful.
Still very much with the rest of the family.
That's beautiful.
So there you go. That's how it was supposed
That's
to go.
Schmaltz.
Guys, I'm going to call my shot now.
Okay.
We Shannon and I are getting a dog at the end of August, right?
Okay.
And she's been asking for names.
Called Shannon.
I'm going to pitch Snuggles.
Oh, it's great.
It would be an inside radio name, and she'll never know that.
That's true.
Never know that.
It's time to go for a walk.
Can I offer my pitch for the dog's name? Drab.
That would be too much. I don't want to yell that name on a regular basis when he craps the floor.
Hey, how about this?
I already have to do that.
How about this for a name? Temporary.
Snuggles.
This is my dog temporary.
Well, but with Snuggles, I win, but it's actually a joke.
Yeah.
Right? But she's never going to know that.
Rob, make a note. We got to talk Oscar's dog on Monday's show.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Actually, let me make a few calls over the weekend. Maybe we can interview Oscar's dog.
Dominique, did you know that he was going to get a dog?
I've heard.
Oh, you have heard?
Yes,
okay,
I
so
have. So, I mean,
so you can tell him about the dog. Just can't invite him to the bachelor party. That's
well, someone has to stay back and keep care, take care of the dog. You don't mind coming in twice a week to feed him, do you? Twice a day, rather.
I just heard about the bachelor party.
Well, twice a week. There's a spotlight on real caregivers of dogs like the Spiewak. Twice a week, they'll be fine.
Thanks,
be
Mike. Okay. That's great. You're taking food out of my mouth.
That'll be fine.
You know what? I'm glad that Dominique is here because this is a tape that I think he might find fascinating. Tom Brady was interviewed at a local level on a local TV station to rate himself as a quarterback when he was 17. So this is a 17-year-old Tom Brady talking about himself as a high school quarterback.
Okay, I'm a college coach. I haven't seen any tape of you. I don't know anything about you. Tell me about Tom Brady, the quarterback. What are your strengths?
My strengths. So everybody tells me I have a pretty strong arm, which is good. I'm pretty accurate with it. And I think I need to work on my speed a little bit, but hopefully that'll come in time. Pretty good work ethic, so I think I get the job done.
And pretty slick for a 17-year-old, right? Yeah.
He was slick. That, what a great answer for a high school kid.
And what he should have said is, don't you see? I'm beautiful. What are you, flipping blind?
Oh, look at his hair.
Look at this hair. All right, let us close with this. There is a new policy with Uber. So be aware of this, okay?
The ride-hailing app Uber announced today that customers will have to pay a $15 delivery fee for returning forgotten items in cars, but it's all worth it to get little Timmy back.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
Oh, my God. Thank you, people. Hey, Fox, thank you. Dominic Foxworth.
Thank you, guys. Good luck
with your podcast and with everything you do. We truly appreciate that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which was a great Thursday, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.